Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we're just talking about, are the Browns waiting for 2026?
Yeah, yeah. And all these different mock drafters that are already putting out, or one mock drafter that's already putting out his three-round mock.
Not just that. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah is going through his scouting reports for quarterbacks, meaning like where they are going into what could be their last season. He had very kind things to say about Medina native Drew Aller.
So it's interesting you bring him up, because I also saw, again, maybe this is the time where people are discussing these type of things. I saw Matt Miller talking about Drew as well and saying how complicated of a quarterback he is to diagnose and dissect.
I just think what's funny about it is I think the narrative on him is he isn't that good. And if you watched him, honestly, if you just look at his stats look really, really good. 66% completion percentage last year, 30 total touchdowns, 8 INTs. But if you actually watch him, like the whole point of the NFL draft is you can be a good college quarterback and no one think you're an NFL quarterback. I think Drew's the opposite of that. I think he is a emerging quarterback that continues to get better every year he plays at Penn State. And if he takes another jump like last year, the Browns better have the number one pick if they want to get him, because that's where he's
going
to go.
So right now, the mock that we referenced last year had him going 35th overall and ending up with the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. But they had him as a second-round pick, and I'm interested to find out how much that changed with Drew. I think a lot of people are scared of what happened in the playoff game. If I'm just being honest about it, I think they saw the playoff game. I think they saw deer in the headlights in certain moments, and I think a lot of people that were buying really high into Drew all of a sudden are retreating back.
So I think this is, I'm so glad you said that, because probably my favorite thing that anyone said in the Daniel Jeremiah scouting report, one of his big things was, you know, he had strong tight end room, strong running back room, strong O-line room. But when he went back and watched the separation of the wide receivers, mm-hmm. they just had nothing around him. And I think that makes it really hard, especially if you're not a, like in your last year of starting. I think if you're limited with playmakers around you, which he was, I want to say one of their best wide receiver playmakers was Julian Fleming, former Ohio State wide receiver. I think it makes it really hard to showcase what I think makes him so good, which is things like anticipatory throwing and arm strength.
So he's very big, obviously, and he's got a lot going for him in that respect. Matt Miller was diving into, and you tell me if you think this is a fair critique or not, okay? The mm-hmm. idea that his mental makeup maybe isn't all there, and his decision-making is, quote, very hit or miss, mm-hmm. especially against the top opponents.
Yeah, I mean, he's second year of starting, and he came into college as a very raw player because they started him super early.
So these are some of the things, though, that I do think translates very well for having another season. And so, like, I think in this next year, he can clean up some of that, and he can show you a lot, and maybe it does see his draft stock rise.
I see it clear as day. I think he's going to be top. If you said, let's put money on.
Many quarterbacks right now we're discussing. So go ahead. If you put money, go ahead.
If you put money on who's guaranteed to be a top three pick next year, Drew would be at the top of it. He's got the build. He's got the projectability, not just projectability into the NFL, into another year in college. He's not the most athletic guy, but he's kind of like Flacco in that he can move more than people give him credit for. I also think he's going to really fit the system if Stefanski's still here. And I think he's kind of the quarterback that you've been waiting for. I like Klubnik. I actually think Klubnik's also underrated, and he's got a butt ton of experience in college. Mm-hmm. I think Sellers is really intriguing.
I like Sellers a lot, right? Early returns, I like him a lot.
He might be a guy, though, next year that we think needs another year in college.
He could easily be the type of guy that I look up a year from now and be like, what did I see in that guy? I could say 5 weeks into the season, I could say that same statement, too. Like, he's somebody I need to see more of, but I do like.
And I don't think Arch is coming out next year.
Right.
So,
What about Nussmeier?
He's just kind of a... like, really, really good football player. Where's the elite trait? Like, the whole point of being a top three pick is, all right, elite arm, elite this, elite that. And the whole intangibles thing is still one of the most projectable, meaning people project intangibles on a guy, mm-hmm. or they subtract intangibles. And I think it's really hard to tell unless you're in the moment with that player. Unless you're in the room or in the huddle with that player. Some of it you can tell, but I think some of it's an absolute shoot. Some of it is a, hey, he just got put in the perfect situation, or hey, he got put in a bad situation. And that's my only fear with Drew. I would never wish for a top-rated quarterback. I would never wish them on Penn State. I think James Franklin is a joke of a talent development talent developer on the offensive side. I don't think he's I know Kotelnik is supposed to be their offensive coordinator, is supposed to be this wunderkind. Doesn't matter. His head coach is a dummy. Like, by the way, I think James would be a really good NFL head coach because I think he's a CEO. I don't think he's working out in. I think he's doing just enough to keep his job every year, and I think he's surviving on getting a lot of upper echelon talent. Because it's Penn State and because there's a lot of money there.
Yeah.
I think that's my only concern about Drew this year is, and again, thinking of guys like Christian Hackenberg, who Penn State just ruined.
I loved Hackenberg. Miller's top five, Cade Nussmeier, Fernando Mendoza, and a name we hadn't discussed.
That would be another. He might be second to Drew Aller.
And then Sellers, and then Aller at fifth overall.
But specific to the quarterbacks, to bring it back to the 2026 quarterback class.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I do think that for him to end up in Cleveland next year, and let's say the Browns have the number one pick, I don't think it's just good enough to be, like, if this was like the 2018 draft, where it's like beauty's in the, I think Baker's the number one pick, I think Sam's the number one pick, I think Josh Allen's the number one pick. I think he'll get lost in the Cleveland conversation, usually being a hometown kid goes in your favor. I just think there's much more, because people in Ohio have watched Drew more, whereas Mitchell Trubisky played at North Carolina, and there's not a damn person around here that wasn't you, me, or like three other people that watched ACC football. So him being far away helped him. I think the nearness playing in the Big Ten, certainly playing against Ohio State, I think hurts Drew.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think he has to be far and away the best quarterback in this class. I mean,
we always end up stumping for the local kid. That usually ends up happening.
Yeah, but I think specific to the Trubisky thing, I think it's because you knew Mitchell, but you didn't watch him play in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're almost going to be too familiar with Drew. And by the way, I think to a point that is unfair. I already think the word that I hear, like when I've talked with my friends about, and I say friends, I'm talking about anybody out in public. Hey, who's the quarterback next year? I guess maybe Drew Aller. I think he's going to be in the mix. Oh, I hope not. He's awful. Really? He's this. Wait,
was that just the playoff game? Because it did a lot for me. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, it's the Ohio State game too.
That's fair too. But I was very open minded towards Drew, and I watch a lot of Penn State football in general, just because it's always on. But like it was fine. He was good in the Boise State game. Everyone watched that game. He was good in the Boise State game. Well, we just don't take Boise State serious at all.
What was the thing after the Boise State game? Hey, if he has two more games like this, he should declare for the first round.
I think the real problem, he didn't necessarily light up SMU or anything like that, but it was SMU into Boise State, and we just don't take those teams very serious.
No, I think that's totally fair. And
then he gets against Notre Dame, and he just didn't look good.
And here's the thing. I think we confuse what a first-round quarterback looks like. You're looking at traits. You're not looking at, man, he really balled out against LSU. That helps. But, like, I think we're almost holding the fact that Drew played early in his career against him, and I hate that. Because, like, yeah, he played as a redshirt freshman. Joe Burrow didn't play in college until he was in his, fourth year in college, and he was bad. And it took another year to make that jump.
Yeah.
Joe was a grown-ass man by the time he came to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Drew still kind of skews in the younger side.
No, the weird part about Drew, though, is that like his first year, I think he only had a couple interceptions the entire season. Like,
even
he was
last
very
year.
Good. Well, he was very, very
he
good.
He had 8 INTs last year.
I know, but he was almost like Aaron Rodgers-esque when it comes to just not throwing picks at all. And I think that's where some of the guys like Matt Miller get on him for some of those interceptions that happened last year and some of the decision-making. Because you didn't see that as rookie year.
Well, but what's wild about it is, it was only 8 INTs, which in the Panthers, like, if he, I don't want to say he was their offense because he benefited from a really, really great run game, but like, they're not in the playoffs without Drew. If you put a inferior quarterback in that spot, I don't really, in a good Big Ten last year, I don't know how many games Penn State wins. And honestly, I think what's going to help him this year is, I think the Big Ten is better at quarterback than anyone realizes.
Hmm.
Like you've, and listen, if I said the names, most people are, but like,
I mean, this should be just by the idea that we have expanded conferences and everything else like that.
Well, Mendoza going to IU.
Yeah.
That the casual fan, you guys might not know that name yet. By the end of this year, you will. And I think that will age itself really well. The kid, Rayola from Nebraska. I'm just going to start
the
mentioning.
Patrick Mahomes clone.
I'm just going to, the McClones.
Oh.
It's a little clunky, but it kind of gets you
clunky.
There.
Dylan wishes. He wishes.
He does wish.
That's his dream.
Yeah,
I like how Mahomes has started to distance himself from him, by the way, after a not very good season.
By the way, hurts your draftability. I want to look like, dress like, walk like, talk like Patrick Mahomes. It's a little too single white female for me.
I think he was just hoping that if people just squinted enough, they'd be like, oh, maybe. Maybe.
I don't think you're wrong.
You got
wrong.
The hair? You got the number? You wear the number?
Like, I don't you're think
wearing
you're wrong.
You're even wearing red because Nebraska.
But what do you think about? I really do think this is going to be time.
I'm worried about Drew. I think there's a lot there that is to like. But I'm so hesitant to be like, let's say one thing or another off someone like that that's got a whole season in front of
him. But I think what you just said there, I think more people are where you are, which is you're preset at, I don't want to say negative, but where you're set at a deficit with a player. And that's why I think like, I don't think it's just good enough. I think, especially with NFL teams, I think NFL teams have the same familiarity issues that we have. The one you don't know, you don't criticize as much as the one you do know. I think Drew's
going to
have to
be. I mean, we were looking for him to do anything in that Notre Dame game. Like, that's going to be, that. It sucks for him that it happened on that stage. But, like, the entire game, we were looking for him to do something, and it never happened.
Does Drew Aller have to be head and shoulders above the other prospects for the Browns to consider drafting him next year? And you always remember your first. We take a moment to honor a special moment in a young man's life in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.